Hallelujah. It is another wonderful day, a wonderful moment like this, the 12th day of the month of December, year 2020. We are welcome to this prophetic decree and prophetic declarations. We want to appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We want to appreciate how God has been so faithful to us. Thank God for many of the testimonies that have been forwarded to us. We appreciate God for opening the eyes of many people to see deep secrets and how He has empowered many to recover. I pray that you will recover your own blessing that have been stolen in Jesus' name. Listen to me, no matter how 2020 has been, let me just tell you that your tomorrow will be very great. In the name of Jesus Christ, your new day is coming and you shall receive an open reward. What I just need to tell you today is never you give up at all. Year 2021 is going to be your year of multiple harvests, and it's going to be your year of open reward in the name of Jesus Christ. I know this year has really affected a lot. Many people are affected this year. Many businesses are affected this year. But I know one thing, that even before the year runs up, glory and power of God will cover many people. And blessing that have been taken away shall be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want you to know that God is working wonders in your life. God will continue to do great things in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Your life will never end with this year. You must remember that a knockdown is not a knockout. Your best testimony is still ahead of you. You need to rise up and keep going. You need to rise up and keep moving. You need to keep trusting God. You need to keep praying. You need to keep worshiping the Lord. For the last failure you have is the failure that we ever have. You will not experience any kind of failure again in the name of Jesus. I want you to keep going, keep trusting God, keep moving, and keep believing God is going to work wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I am trusting God that before this year goes to an end, many people listening to me from far and near, you are going to have unusual testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God will visit you. God will bless you. God will show you signs of His power in the mighty name of Jesus. I still see many people who are still going to receive promotion letter before the year ends. And I know that God will visit you wherever you are in the name of Jesus Christ. In the next few minutes, I'll be talking about evil night visitors. Dealing with evil night visitors. Unfortunately, many people are under this bondage of night visitors. The enemy has assigned some satanic visitor to come in the night, knowing fully sure that the night is a period of darkness. The night is an intensive period. And he knows that many people will sleep at night. So he will always come in the night and begin to plant evil into the life of many people. The devil understands that darkness is absent of night. He knows that darkness is not a positive creation at all. So he tried to come in the night when everything is dark. I pray that God will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Psalm 74 verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitation of cruelty. There is another place apart from the places you are seeing. The Bible says the dark places of the earth. There are other dark places right on this earth, right here in the earth that we live. The Bible says those places are full of habitation of cruelty. You will be surprised that even in this world, on the planet Earth, we have some deep dark places. And the Bible says in that place, it is full of wickedness. It is full of cruelty. It is full of maliciousness. It's full of wickedness, terrifying wickedness. That's what they do in that place. And you can wonder, the enemy have assigned people from that kind of place to intrude into the life of people in the night. That's why you see many people having some attack in the night. Many will sleep well. And to wake up, we wake up with sickness. Many will sleep well. And to wake up, we wake up with something that he has never slept with. And a lot of people have suffered under this night's satanic visitors. Many people has become mad. They slept very well just to wake up and become insane. Many will wake up like that. They have an interview to write the next day. And in the night, they find that this night visitor has come. And that's how they will fail the interview. Every night visitor, night satanic visitors that come to trouble your destiny, that come to steal from you, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder the Bible says, why men slept. His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Why men slept. His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. I pray that every night visitor of darkness in the night, troubling your destiny, planting evil into your life, may that night visitor be arrested, be disgraced, and be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic visitor at night, I command them right now, they shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. Say, night satanic visitor, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Every night satanic visitor, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Every night satanic visitor, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Every night satanic visitors, be disgraced by fire. Be disgraced by fire. Be disgraced by fire. Be disgraced by fire. These night's satanic visitors, they are the ones that used to cause most terrible problems in life of people. They affect people. They affect their promotion. They affect their breakthrough. Breakthrough is about to come. Immediately this night visitor appears, you just find out that breakthrough cannot come again. We have about 21 satanic night visitors. We have marine powers. We have familiar spirit. We have witchcraft spirit. We have forest demons. We have wandering spirit. We have some satanic angel. We have wicked personality. We have night caterer. We have some eaters of the flesh and drinkers of the blood. We have local masquerade. We have demon idol. We have also pursuers. We have the spirit of death and hell. We have recruitment agents. We have spirit wife and spirit husband. We have occultic powers. We have spirit that impersonate the dead. We have satanic spies. We have counterfeit angels. We have dream manipulators. All these power will come in the night and begin to torment people. We have some spirit from second heaven. They also come in the night. They will not come in the day because they know you are active in the day. They will come in the night. And when they come like that, they oppress people. They destroy people. They steal from their lives. They kill. And they destroy. Every activity of satanic night visitor, I command the activity to expire in the name of Jesus. Let the activity expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now? And any time where you sleep, you know it's a battle. Where you sleep, terrible dreams. When you close your eyes for a minute, terrible dreams. When you sleep, you find that you'll be oppressed in that dream. When you sleep, you find that it's battle all through. Oh, when there's a breakthrough ahead of you, immediately you have some particular dream, that breakthrough will be canceled. It is because of this night visitor of darkness in the night. They have paid a visit, and that is why things are walking upside down. But I tell you today, and I decree into your life, that every satanic visitors assigned to terminate your breakthrough, assigned to terminate your joy, may that satanic visitor die in the name of Jesus Christ. May this power die in the name of Jesus Christ. What are their agenda? Number one, their agenda is to steal blessing away from the life of people. Their agenda is to kill. And their agenda is to destroy. Their agenda is to obstruct breakthrough. Their agenda is to divert blessing away. Their agenda is to send helpers away from people. The agenda is to make sure that person is tied down with sickness. These are their wicked agenda. But today, you shall be delivered from these satanic night visitors in the name of Jesus Christ. Every night visitor of darkness that come to feed you, come to oppress you, come to defile you, I command them to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. How can you deal with them? Just surrender your life to Jesus. Then number two, become an aggressive prayer warrior. Number three, learn to pray in the night. Number four, meditate the Bible and make sure you are speaking the Bible out. Number five, become addicted to fasting. Number six, live a holy life. Number seven, look around the place where you're living, where you are living, whether there's no legal ground. If there are legal ground, destroy it. Number 10, declare war against them. When you declare war against them, they will run out of their close places. When you declare war against them, they will disappear immediately. When you declare war against them, they will scatter. I decree today that every satanic visitor assigned against your destiny shall be disgraced, 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 shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every satanic visitor assigned to steal from you shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced, shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, it is time for you to pray. But before you pray, I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. I pray for all these people that have surrendered their life to Jesus. Lord, minister to them and save their soul. In Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, satanic night visitors assigned to steal my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Satanic night visitors assigned to steal my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Satanic night visitors assigned to steal my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Satanic night visitors assigned to steal my blessing. In Jesus' name. Say, evil ladder in my life that is inviting evil visitors. In the name of Jesus, evil ladder in my life that is inviting evil visitors. In the name of Jesus, evil ladder in my life that is inviting evil visitors. In the name of Jesus, evil ladder in my life that is inviting evil visitors. In Jesus' name, say, my Father, show me the secret of my life. That prayer I have given to you now, I want you to take time to pray very, very well. When you pray this prayer very well, you will see that many, many people who thought they are living, who thought their woman may have been converted to good. Say, my Father, show me the secret of my life in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of my life in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of my life in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, say, my Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret of the problem I'm going through in Jesus' name. Pray. Get a bottle of water now, or a bottle of oil. You can get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water, anyone that is closer by. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are here with our faith material. We decree that the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of deliverance, the power of healing shall move straight into this oil, shall move straight into this water in the name of Jesus Christ. Yoke breaking power, healing releasing power, demon chasing power, sickness destroying power, enter into this oil, enter into this water, enter into this oil, enter into this water in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow into this oil, flow into this water. Let the fire of deliverance flow into this oil, flow into this water in Jesus' name. Pray now, anoint your head now, anoint your head, and you pray very well. Say, evil planted in my head, come out by fire. Let your command be very, very loud. Evil planted into my head, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil planted to my head, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil planted in my head, come out by fire in the evil planted in my head, come out by fire. Evil planted in my head, come out by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank you, Jesus. Take the oil and anoint your chest. You shall not die but live. Let's pray that prayer. Say, arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray now. Take the oil and drink a little of the oil. your healing, your deliverance, your miracle is going to happen right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You pray very well. Say, strangers of darkness in my life, come out by fire. There, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness in my life, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out by fire. There, in the name of strangers of darkness in my life, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out by fire. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Put the oil on your navel. Aha. Say, every hidden covenant between me and my place of birth, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and my place of birth, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and my place of birth, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and my place of birth, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and my place of birth, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand now. Now begin to decree to your hand. Say, I decree that my hand shall prosper. I decree that my hand shall make it. I decree that my hand shall become an instrument of deliverance. I decree that my hand shall become an instrument of healing. I decree that my hand shall not be feeble. I decree that my hand shall do valiant things. I decree that my hand shall be empowered to prosper. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. I speak to the life of everyone that is listening to me now. Whatever may be the challenge you are passing through, all the challenges confronting your destiny, they shall expire. They shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you passing through marital challenges? I command the King of Kings. I command the presence of the King of Kings. I command the glory of the Almighty God. I command it to come upon your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings will come. The Lord of Lords will appear in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak that the angel of God will appear in the name of Jesus Christ. Any challenge in your marriage shall disappear mysteriously. Shall disappear mysteriously in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you who have not settled in marriage, you shall have marital settlement this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next few days, God will settle you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I decree by the decree of the Lord that the Almighty God will give you your twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be a miracle. There shall be a miracle. There shall be a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that those who have business and their business not flourishing, Holy Ghost, incubate this business and let this business begin to flourish in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide you. The King of Glory will cover you. The mercy of God shall be upon your life. You grow from grace to grace, from power to power. The anointing of God shall cover your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every satanic coordination of darkness against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not fall, you will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you that want to travel this year, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Your journey shall be secured. Your journey shall be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. I dedicate you to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your mercy envelop our lives. Let your glory envelop our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, my number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. It's the same number. You can send SMS to us. You can send information to our WhatsApp number. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.